Day 2, February 19th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 17, verses 1 through 8, and was written by Brian Devereaux, class of 2024. That your children may glorify you. Jesus opens his prayer stating that the hour has come. Verse 1. So, family, let that be a message to us. Start now. Let our dying to self and flesh, whether by abstaining, fasting, or any other way we endure the wilderness with Jesus this Lenten season, be a participation in glorifying the Father with the Messiah this very hour. I would encourage us, the body of the Messiah, to join with him in praying for the glorification of the Father through our lives. Our prayers for the glorification of the Father must be joined with action this Lenten season. For in the same way, as Jesus prays that the Father be glorified, verse 2, he also glorifies the Father in completing his work, verse 4. N.T. Wright describes glorification this way. Being glorified means, simultaneously, being filled with God's own personal presence and power by the Spirit, and being enabled to exercise the vocation of image-bearing human beings. This glorification that we need to participate in this Lenten season is the opening concern of Jesus' prayer here. The Son completely glorified the Father on earth, and we have an opportunity to show a world bound in pain the healing balm of the Father's glory. Jesus states that he brings the Father's glory by giving life in the age to come, and this is life in the age to come, that they may know you, the only true God, and the one who you sent, Jesus the Messiah. Verse 3. We can extend knowledge of the Father to our world through the Church's common practices of Lent. This Lent, you can intimately know the Father through participating in the finished work of the Messiah, through fasting and abstaining alongside the community of faith. Let this intimate knowledge spring to life in the self-sacrificial love of others all around you, so that we all may glorify Him. Today's prayer. Good, loving God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I pray that the saints would join together this Lenten season to glorify your name, the name that was glorified fully in the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Guide us in our practices of abstinence, fasting, and solitude as we prepare to celebrate the resurrection from the dead. We pray, King Jesus. Amen.